This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Is living near oil and gas facilities hazardous to your health? Some 4.5 million Texans live within a mile of active oil and gas facilities, according to a 2017 study by the nonprofit group called Physicians, Scientists, and Engineers for Healthy Energy. Now, a just-published study out of Colorado may give a lot of Texans pause. It finds that mothers living near oil and gas activity have a heightened chance of giving birth to children with congenital heart defects. Dr. Lisa McKenzie is assistant research professor at the Colorado School of Public Health, University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus, and she is the study's senior author. Dr. McKenzie, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What was your study looking at precisely, and what did you find?
In our study, we looked at approximately 3,300 infants that had been born in Colorado between 2005 and 2011. Mm-hmm. And we looked at children both with congenital heart defects and children that did not have congenital heart defects. And what we observed were that more children were being born with a congenital heart defect in areas with the highest intensity of oil and gas well activity.
What do you think is, can you make a causal inference here? Is it just correlation, or what do you think could be causing these congenital heart defects?
This type of study isn't sufficient to show cause, that oil and gas development causes congenital heart defects. However, it does provide more evidence that there may be something about oil and gas development or some emission associated with oil and gas development that is putting children at higher risk for congenital heart defects.
Now, when we're talking about oil and gas development activity, what are you referring to? Is that refining or is it drilling or what exactly?
We're referring to the well site, so the oil and gas well site. So that's where the oil and gas is extracted from the ground. It includes both the drilling of the wells, the completion of the wells, mm-hmm. which includes hydraulic fracturing and flowback procedures, and the production phase, so when it's actually producing oil and gas for sale. And what we were able to do in this study is we were able to determine month by month what was going on each well pad within 10 miles of a mother's home.
So when you say 10 miles, and that was something that I think a lot of listeners are probably wondering, what does it mean to live in an area of intense activity? Because, of course, out in West Texas, the density is rather great in certain areas, certainly in the Permian Basin.
Right. So what we found was that in addition just to the density of the wells, you have to account for the intensity of activity on those well sites. So not every well site looks like another well site. There, different things are happening on them. There are some well sites have tanks, some do not. I haven't studied Texas real closely, so I'm much more familiar with what's going on in Colorado. And what we found was that mothers that were living in those areas with a lot of intensive activity going on, so a lot of activity on the well sites and a lot of well sites around their homes, they had a higher chance of having a child with a congenital heart defect.
So I want to make sure that we're not sort of creating a sense of panic where there doesn't need to be, because what would you tell a parent or maybe a mom or a potential mom-to-be if they are living in oil country or living in the Permian Basin or living in an area where there's a lot of oil and gas production work?
Well, I tell them a couple things. I first would like to remind your listeners that congenital heart defects are fairly rare. There are about 40,000 congenital heart children born with a congenital heart defect in the entire United States per year. And so this doesn't mean that they would have a child with a congenital heart defect. And then the other thing that I would tell your listeners is that this is something that they may want to discuss with their doctor if they're feeling uncomfortable about it.
Forgive me if this is an inappropriate question in the context of this, but I feel like I should ask nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Would the concern be airborne particulates? Would the concern be something in the groundwater? What is the chief sort of area of concern for people who are investigating the health risks here?
Well, here I think some of the most likely suspects are, but are not proven, are potentially the hazardous air pollutants. That we do know that some hazardous air pollutants are emitted from oil and gas well sites, and these include things like benzene, which is has been, there's some growing evidence that it might be associated with birth defects. A couple other chemicals that are known to be associated with birth defects are both the xylenes and the toluene, and those are emitted from oil and gas development. However, that doesn't rule out any other possible causes. I think those are the most likely suspects at this time.
Dr. Lisa McKenzie is an assistant research professor at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. She's with the Colorado School of Public Health. Dr. McKenzie, thanks so much for taking a few moments out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David.